Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, We All Need a Spiritual MRI. People with MS often undergo an annual MRI to monitor their disease. Yesterday, I was at Duke Medical Center being prepped for my annual cerebral MRI to monitor the advancement of my MS. As I was slid into the tube of the MRI scanner, I had the thought that maybe we all need a spiritual MRI. Engulfed in the noise of the magnetic resonance imaging, I had the following thoughts. Permit me to share them with you. An extremely nice radiology technician greeted my wife and I at the Duke Medicine Pavilion on Sunday afternoon. Following some initial small talk, which happily included an opportunity for me to testify to this young woman about my faith in Jesus and the work of Broken Door Ministries, she was soon inserting an IV into my arm for the contrast medicine to be used later during this procedure. Magnetic resonance imaging, or MRIs of the brain, are useful in the diagnosis and treatment of multiple sclerosis, an inflammatory, demyelinating condition of the central nervous system. MRIs of the cerebral hemisphere and spinal cord are used to detect MS lesions, known as plaques, which may form in the central nervous system white matter at any location. The formation of these lesions often leads to physical disability and, in some cases, to cognitive decline. Many of you have no doubt had an MRI. Some people struggle with the claustrophobic torpedo-like tube that they are slid into for this procedure. After years of continued testing, I've grown used to it. They always offer a headset for music to block out the noise of the magnets, and as always on this day, I chose 60s music. My head was placed in a device to keep it from moving, and into the machine I went. Partway through the noisy procedure, a contrast agent was inserted into the IV to enhance the scans. Regular annual scanning allows my doctor to observe the progression of the disease. Active bright white spots, or plaques, will in time turn to what are known as black holes, which usually indicate extreme and permanent tissue destruction and resulting loss of function and permanent disabilities. Likewise, regular scanning of our soul points out our sin. As I was lying there in the MRI, I thought of the plaque as the sin in our lives. Just as in the brain, the white plaque indicates active lesions, the sin in our lives indicates the ongoing disruption of our relationship with God. If our sin is left untreated and we fail to repent and be changed, our sin forms a permanent black hole in our soul, and just as with MS, this black hole of sin can severely disable our ability to walk as disciples of Jesus. Now for the good news. Unlike MS, a disease with no cure, there is a cure for the sinful lesions on our soul. If we turn to Jesus and repent, He blots out our inequities and cleanses us from our sins. We read this in Psalms 51, 3-4. After all, He is the great healer. On this day, as I lay there in the MRI scanner, a medley of 60s tunes attempted to block out the beeping, buzzing, and knocking noises of the magnets. I thought it ironic that, as I listened to The Twist by Chubby Checker and Twisting the Night Away by Sam Cooke, I realized that the MS was slowly robbing me of my ability to walk and or twist again. As I listened to This Magic Moment by Jay and the Americans, I thought there was nothing magical about this moment in the MRI scanner. As I listened to Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, I gave praise to Jesus that there was no sin that could keep me away from His love and mercy. And finally, just before my procedure concluded, I Hear a Symphony by the Supremes came on the headset. This made me smile because the noise of the MRI procedure was far from a symphonic melody. Permit me to bring my thoughts to a conclusion. The great news, as I stated above, is that there is a cure for the damaging effect of sin in our life. The cure is Jesus. The bad news is there is no SMI, or spiritual magnetic imaging device, that detects the sin on our soul. We also can't afford to only do a once-a-year checkup like I do for my MS to do a spiritual scan. We must turn to the magnetism of Jesus Christ daily. We need to employ constant prayer, spiritual counseling, and scripture reading to assist us in scanning ourselves for any potential damaging sinful lesions. The moment any spiritual plaque is detected, we must repent and turn to Jesus before these sins continue to advance, thereby forming a black hole in our soul. Get your checkup today. Don't delay. Make spiritual magnetic imaging, an examination of conscience, a part of your prayers every day. Now will you please pray with me? Probe me, O God, know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me on the path to everlasting life. We find this from Psalms 134, 23-24. I also want to take the opportunity to give thanks to the Knights of Columbus Council at Immaculate Conception Parish in Hendersonville, North Carolina, for inviting me this past Saturday to put on the Blessed, Broken, and Scared retreat. The Holy Spirit was present, and I was blessed to be with the men of your parish. Thank you. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.